Thank you, Madam Chair. India would like to exercise its right of reply to the statement delivered by Pakistan under this agenda item. Madam Chair, before we start, India would request you to advise all stakeholders, including member states taking the floor, to stick to the theme of this session, that is on statelessness, and avoid any deviation from the same. As regards the OHCHR report on Kashmir, it is reiterated that this fallacious and motivated report has already been rejected by India. Madam Chair, it is widely known that in Pakistan, the religious, racial, ethnic and sectarian minorities have suffered immense infringement of their fundamental human rights due to the so-called blasphemy laws. The Muslim minorities of Pakistan, as well as Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, such as Shias, Ahmadiyyas, Ismailiyas, and Hazaras, are victims of sectarian conflict, terrorism, and extreme economic hardship due to Pakistan's authoritarian and discriminatory policies. Hence, the world does not need lessons on democracy and human rights from a country whose own people have never enjoyed true democracy. What is portrayed by Pakistan as self-determination is actually state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. Madam Chair, India reiterates that despite the continued proxy war and state-sponsored terrorism waged by Pakistan against the people of Jammu and Kashmir, the people of Jammu and Kashmir have reposed their faith in the Indian democracy.